Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that national interests cannot be compromised just to meet trade agreement deadlines. The minister said trade agreements should be win-win for both sides. Mr. Goyal was speaking at the 9th Global Technology Summit in New Delhi yesterday, where he highlighted the opportunities that lie ahead for India in reshaping global trade, especially with trusted partners such as the United States. Speaking on free trade agreements, the minister stated that while timelines are aspirational, national interests cannot be compromised to meet trade agreement deadlines, asserting that it must be equitable, fair, and mutually beneficial.
In the case of free trade agreements, these are indicative timelines. We aspire for those timelines, but end of the day, it has to be a win-win for both sides. It has to be a fair, equitable, and balanced solution. Just to meet a deadline, you cannot compromise national interest.
India is currently working on trade agreements with many countries and blocks of nations, including with the European Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States. On free trade agreement with EU, Mr. Goyal acknowledged progress but pointed out challenges, especially around non-trade issues being linked with climate regulations. He said Europe must reconsider the non-tariff barriers it has created. He warned that these are becoming trade hurdles, not just for India, but for the global economy. The centre has operationalized a dedicated global tariff and trade help desk to assist stakeholders in navigating emerging trade issues. The Commerce and Industry Ministry in a statement said that the help desk will look into issues relating to import and export challenges, import surges or dumping, logistics or supply chain challenges, financial or banking issues, and regulatory or compliance issues, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the resolve to uplift the poor and the deprived, the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, and the spirit of service are the guiding principles of the government today. Mr. Modi was addressing devotees at Sri Anandpur Dham in Isagarh, Ashoknagar, Madhya Pradesh yesterday. Referring to the government's welfare schemes, Mr. Modi said that various initiatives are being implemented to make the lives of the poor and underprivileged sections of society easier. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of 44 projects worth over 3,884 crore rupees at Mehndi Ganj in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has appreciated the counter-terrorism cooperation between India and the United States. Replying to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's post on social media on extradition of Tahavur Rana, the key conspirator in the deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks, Dr. Jayashankar said that this is indeed a big step in ensuring justice for the victims of the attacks. Mr. Rubio, in his post, said, U.S. extradited Tahavur Rana to India to face charges for his role in planning the horrific 2008 Mumbai terrorist attacks. He said, together with India, U.S. has long sought justice for the 166 people, including six Americans, who had lost their lives in these attacks. Mr. Rubio expressed happiness that the day has come. President Draupadi Murmu returned to New Delhi last night after concluding her historic two-nation state visit to Portugal and Slovakia, where she held high-level meetings aimed at strengthening India's bilateral ties with both the nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness on AIADMK's decision to join the NDA. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, together with other NDA partners, they will take Tamil Nadu to new heights of progress and serve the state diligently. He said, NDA alliance will ensure a government that fulfills the vision of great MGR and late former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Jayalalitha. The Prime Minister said, for the sake of Tamil Nadu's progress and to preserve the uniqueness of Tamil culture, it is important that the corrupt and divisive DMK is uprooted at the earliest. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated host Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets at their home ground, M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Gujarat Titans in Lucknow from 3:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.